USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Authorities in Florida say the confirmed death toll in the Surfside condo tower collapse has risen to 24 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble. 121 residents still remain missing. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Saturday that search and rescue operations have been temporarily halted while work begins to demolish the part of the structure that has remained standing. Efforts to raise the remaining part of the building have been accelerated with the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. There are concerns that the storm's winds could bring down the remaining structure. And at least 200 companies were the victims of a ransomware attack on Friday, targeting the networks of small businesses. Cybersecurity experts say the attack was focused on a network software supplier to spread the malicious software. The Russia-based criminal group Reval is being blamed for the attack, the same group that is believed to have perpetrated the attack on meat supplier JBS earlier this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
More on our top story now as authorities in Florida announced Saturday that the portion of the Champlain South condominium tower that remains standing will be demolished. Governor Ron DeSantis explained that the approaching tropical storm Elsa accelerated their decision.
I'm pleased to announce the state will pay for all costs associated with the demolition of the remaining structure. Yesterday, we spoke with both County Mayor Cava and City Mayor Burkett's teams, who made the decision to pursue the demolition for the building. I'm supportive of it. I think it's the right thing to do. At the end of the day, that building is too unsafe to let people go back in. I know there's a lot of people who were able to get out, fortunately, who have things there. We're very sensitive to that, but I don't think there's any way you could let somebody go up in that building given the shape that it's in now.
Crews have temporarily halted search and rescue operations while workers begin demolition work. The death toll in the collapse now stands at 24, with 121 people unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
During his visit to the site of the Surfside condo tower collapse, President Biden took a moment to meet a young girl who was still waiting for news on her loved ones that lived in the building. Brad Bernards reports.
Gazing at the mountain of rubble that had buried her father, uncle, and dozens of others, a 12-year-old girl moved away from her relatives, sat down by herself, and pulled out her phone. She opened a collection of psalms and began to pray. Elisheva Cohen's moment of reflection at the site of the Florida condominium collapse captivated the Surfside mayor and led to an introduction to President Joe Biden, who asked to meet her Thursday when he arrived to console families affected by the disaster.
It's bad enough to lose somebody, but the hard part, the really hard part, is to not know whether they're surviving or not.
The president's public comments. The mayor said the most moving moment of Biden's visit was when he shared Elisheva's story with the president. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And NASA's Mars rover is taking over its own steering wheel. The Perseverance rover has been relying heavily on guidance from Earth to navigate the surface of the red planet, but scientists are giving more of the navigation responsibilities over to new technology aboard the rover. Called AutoNav, it allows Perseverance to take more direct routes to areas that scientists want it to explore and do it faster over more complex terrain. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.